Marcus Aurelius says, "If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment." Our perception and judgment of external events are what cause our distress, rather than the events themselves. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that we have the power to control our thoughts and interpretations of the world around us by recognizing that our distress is often a result of our own judgments. We can choose to change our perspective and alleviate our suffering. Welcome back to my channel, where we dive deep into powerful philosophies that can transform our lives for the better. In today's video, I am thrilled to explore the profound teachings of Stoicism and share with you 7 Stoic principles that will empower you to let go of what no longer serves you. Are you ready to embrace the art of not caring and find true serenity? Let's get started. Principle number 1. Focus on what you can control. Focusing on what we can control is the cornerstone of the Stoic philosophy. According to Marcus Aurelius, the things beyond our control should not preoccupy our minds, as this will only lead to anxiety and distress. By directing our attention towards the things we have power over, we can approach life's challenges with a calm, rational mindset. This does not mean that we should simply ignore or neglect the things we cannot control. Rather, we should accept them for what they are and let go of any negative emotions associated with them. With practice, this mindset can lead to a sense of inner peace and contentment, regardless of the external circumstances. As such, the first Stoic principle is a guiding force for anyone seeking to live a fulfilling and virtuous life. One of the main aspects of the Stoic philosophy is the notion of personal responsibility. Stoics believe that each individual has the ability to shape their own actions and reactions to the world around them. While external events may be beyond our control, our attitudes and responses are within our power. This means that even in the face of challenging situations or setbacks, we have the choice to respond in a way that aligns with our values and principles. Moreover, the Stoics emphasize the importance of cultivating resilience and developing inner strength. They believe that by focusing on what we can control, we can build a solid foundation of mental and emotional well-being. But this inner strength allows us to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and composure, rather than being overwhelmed by external circumstances. In order to truly embrace the Stoic philosophy, it is essential to practice self-reflection and self-awareness. By examining our beliefs, values, and desires, we can identify areas where we may be holding on to attachments or seeking control over things beyond our reach. Through this process of self-examination, we can gradually let go of these attachments and find a sense of liberation and freedom. Ultimately, the Stoic philosophy offers a practical approach to living a fulfilled and virtuous life. It teaches us to focus on what we can control, accept the things beyond our control, and develop resilience in the face of adversity. By embodying these principles, we can cultivate a sense of inner peace, contentment, and personal growth. So, let us embrace the wisdom of the Stoics and strive to live in alignment with our true selves. Think about it. How often do we waste valuable energy stressing over matters beyond our influence? It's time to break free from that cycle and embrace a more centered approach to life. The next time you find yourself caught up in worry or anxiety, remember the wise words of Marcus Aurelius and ask yourself, "Is this within my control?" Let go of what is not and devote your energy to what truly matters. Principle number 2, acceptance of impermanence. Moving on to the second principle, we delve into the profound teachings of the Stoic philosopher Epictetus. As per his teachings, life is an unpredictable journey with its ebbs and flows. Epictetus believed that by accepting the inherently transitory nature of life, we can free ourselves from the shackles of attachment. We can learn to let go of our desires and attachments, which cause us suffering and pain, and find solace in the ever-changing nature of existence. By embracing impermanence, we can live more fully in the present moment and appreciate every experience of life with gratitude and equanimity. This way, we can cultivate a sense of inner peace and joy, no matter what challenges we may face in our lives. Epictetus proposes that a fundamental aspect of embracing impermanence is recognizing the inevitability of change in all aspects of life. From the intricacies of nature's cycles to the shifting tides of human relationships, everything is subject to constant transformation. Rather than resisting this natural flow, Stoic philosophy encourages us to surrender to it, knowing that fighting against the current only leads to frustration and discontent. By acknowledging that nothing in life is permanent, we can develop a mindset that is adaptable and resilient. Instead of clinging desperately to what we have, we learn to appreciate and value the present moment, knowing that it is fleeting. This perspective shifts our focus from external circumstances to our internal state of being, enabling us to find contentment and fulfillment within ourselves. Furthermore, Epictetus reminds us that the pursuit of happiness should not be contingent upon external factors. Instead of placing our emotional well-being in the hands of things we cannot control, such as the actions and opinions of others, we are encouraged to cultivate a sense of self-reliance and inner harmony. This involves developing a strong sense of self-awareness, understanding our values and priorities, and aligning our actions with our principles. By embracing the philosophy of impermanence, we acquire the wisdom to navigate the ups and downs of life with grace and resilience. We no longer cling to the illusion of permanence, but rather embrace the beauty of change and growth. Through this profound shift in perspective, we unlock the ability to find peace and joy amidst life challenges, knowing that everything is in a constant state of transformation. Let us embrace impermanence and embark on a journey of self-discovery and inner peace. Letting go of attachments doesn't mean we care less or stop striving for greatness. Instead, it allows us to appreciate each moment fully and find contentment in the present. Remember, my friends, change is the only constant in life. Embrace it, and you'll unlock a newfound sense of freedom. Principle number 3, the power of perspective. Seneca's wisdom on resilience and positive thinking teaches us to view obstacles as opportunities that can help us grow and improve. When we approach challenges with a growth mindset, we develop a resilience that allows us to not only overcome the challenges, but also emerge as stronger versions of ourselves. By applying Seneca's philosophy to our daily lives, we can learn to persevere through difficult circumstances and come out on the other side with a renewed sense of hope and determination. The key to applying Seneca's teachings is to develop a positive outlook and embrace the challenges that come our way. Seneca believed that every obstacle we face is an opportunity to learn and grow, and that by persisting through hardship, we can cultivate an inner strength that will help us in all aspects of our lives. Whether we are facing personal or professional challenges, we can use Seneca's wisdom to navigate through them with grace and resilience. Ultimately, Seneca's philosophy is a powerful reminder that we have the power to shape our own lives. By cultivating a positive mindset and embracing challenges with a growth mindset, we can overcome adversity and thrive in every aspect of our lives. So let us embrace Seneca's teachings and strive to become the best versions of ourselves in the face of any challenge that comes our way. When faced with adversity, take a step back and examine the situation from a different angle. Is there a silver lining you've yet to uncover? Seneca reminds us that it is within our power to transform any situation by changing the way we perceive it. Let's embrace the power of perspective and watch as our outlook on life transforms for the better. Principle number 4, practicing gratitude. In the realm of Stoicism, gratitude is a virtue that cannot be overlooked. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of gratitude in finding inner peace and happiness. By acknowledging and appreciating the blessings in our lives, we cultivate a mindset of abundance and shift our focus from what we lack to what we already have. This shift in perspective is crucial in Stoic philosophy, as it encourages individuals to embrace the present moment and find contentment with what they already possess. Gratitude in Stoicism is seen as a powerful tool for fostering resilience and enhancing one's overall well-being. By practicing gratitude, we become more aware of the positive aspects of our lives, no matter how small they may seem. It helps us to recognize the simple joys and experiences that often go unnoticed. The Stoics believed that by appreciating the things we have, we can cultivate a sense of contentment and reduce our desires for material possessions or external validation. Marcus Aurelius, a renowned Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, often urged individuals to pause and reflect on the things they are grateful for. In his famous work, Meditations, he wrote extensively about the importance of gratitude in maintaining a sense of peace and tranquility amidst the challenges and hardships of life. He encouraged people to find solace in the present moment and to be grateful for the opportunities, relationships, and experiences that enrich their lives. As Stoics, we are reminded that gratitude is not just a fleeting emotion or a mere expression of politeness. It is a way of life. It is a daily practice that enables us to shift our mindset from a place of scarcity to one of abundance. Gratitude teaches us to focus on what we have rather than what we lack. It allows us to find joy in the simple pleasures, appreciate the beauty of nature, and cherish the moments of connection with others. In conclusion, gratitude holds a prominent place in Stoic philosophy. It serves as a reminder to look beyond the challenges and difficulties of life and to find solace in the blessings that surround us. By cultivating an attitude of gratitude, we can tap into the transformative power of this virtue and enhance our overall well-being. As Marcus Aurelius emphasized, gratitude is a path to inner peace and happiness, enabling us to live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Let's take a moment to reflect upon the things we are grateful for today. It could be the love of our families, the beauty of nature surrounding us, or even the simplest pleasures that bring us joy. By nurturing a daily gratitude practice, we align ourselves with the abundant wonders of our existence. Principle number 5, the art of letting go. Now let's delve deeper into the philosophy of the art of letting go. The principle espoused by Epictetus teaches us that our peace of mind is directly related to our ability to detach ourselves from external outcomes. When we become too invested in our expectations of how things should be, we become a prisoner to our own anxieties. By focusing on what we can control, our own thoughts and actions, we take back the power to dictate our own happiness and well-being. In practicing the art of letting go, we gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and our place in the world, finding freedom in accepting things as they are rather than as we wish them to be. So, let us continue to liberate ourselves from the confines of external circumstances and embrace the freedom that comes from the art of letting go. One way to cultivate the art of letting go is by adopting a mindset of gratitude. When we are grateful for what we have, we shift our focus away from what we lack or desire. Gratitude allows us to appreciate the present moment and the blessings it holds, rather than constantly chasing after the next thing. It helps us realize that true happiness doesn't come from external possessions or achievements, but from within ourselves. Another important aspect of letting go is forgiveness. Holding on to anger, resentment, or grudges only harms ourselves in the long run. When we learn to forgive, we release the negative energy that has been weighing us down and create space for healing and growth. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning or forgetting the actions of others, but rather, it means choosing to let go of the pain and moving forward with our lives. Letting go also involves surrendering the need for control. Oftentimes, we try to micromanage every aspect of our lives, fearing that if we let go, things will spiral out of control. However, by relinquishing the need for control and trusting in the natural flow of life, we open ourselves up to endless possibilities and opportunities. We learn to embrace uncertainty and go with the flow, knowing that everything happens for a reason and that we have the resilience to navigate through any challenges that come our way. Ultimately, the art of letting go is a continuous practice. It requires patience, self-reflection, and a willingness to let go of attachments and expectations. As we cultivate this art, we discover the immense freedom and peace that comes from surrendering to the present moment and accepting things as they are. So, let us embark on this journey of self-discovery and liberation, embracing the art of letting go and allowing ourselves to truly thrive. It's time to reevaluate our attachments and identify those that hinder our growth. By embracing the art of letting go, we create space for new possibilities and open ourselves up to a life of peace and freedom. Remember, the power to choose how we respond to any situation lies within us. principle number 6, virtue as the highest good. Seneca teaches us that virtue is the highest good in life. It is not wealth, fame, or material possessions that determine our worth, but rather the integrity of our character and how we treat others. By focusing on cultivating virtues such as kindness, empathy, and wisdom, we align ourselves with a path of fulfillment and inner peace. This philosophy reminds us that true success lies not in the accumulation of external rewards, but in the development of our inner qualities. According to Seneca, our worth as individuals is not measured by the size of our bank accounts or the number of accolades we receive. Instead, it is the goodness of our hearts and the sincerity of our actions that define who we are. In a world obsessed with material gain and superficial appearances, Seneca's teachings provide a refreshing perspective on what truly matters in life. By prioritizing virtues like kindness, empathy, and wisdom, we can navigate through life with a clear conscience and a sense of purpose, instead of being driven by selfish desires and the pursuit of temporary pleasures. We can find fulfillment in helping others, showing compassion, and seeking knowledge. It is through these virtuous actions that we can cultivate personal growth and contribute positively to the world around us. Seneca's philosophy encourages us to focus on the things that truly matter, such as our relationships with others and the impact we have on their lives. It reminds us to treat everyone with respect and dignity, regardless of their social standing or material possessions. By embracing virtues, we can escape the never-ending cycle of chasing external validation and find inner peace and contentment. In a society that often values wealth, fame, material possessions above all else, Seneca's teachings provide a valuable reminder that true happiness and fulfillment can only be found within ourselves. By nurturing our virtues and living a life of integrity and compassion, we can create a meaningful existence that brings us lasting joy and inner peace. So let us remember the wisdom of Seneca and strive to be virtuous individuals, treating others with kindness, empathy, and wisdom. Keep in mind that it's our actions and the values we embody that truly define us. Let's strive to be the best versions of ourselves by nurturing virtues that promote harmony within and around us. When we prioritize virtue, we pave the way for a more meaningful and fulfilling existence. Principle number 7, memento mori. In this fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the mundane tasks of our daily lives and lose sight of the invaluable nature of time. Memento mori serves as a gentle reminder, urging us to pause and reflect on the brevity of our existence. By acknowledging that our time on this earth is limited, we are compelled to make conscious decisions that align with our deepest values and propel us towards our aspirations. Embracing the memento mori philosophy empowers us to live a life imbued with purpose and gusto, unhampered by the weight of regret. It instills in us a heightened sense of gratitude for every fleeting moment, urging us to seize each opportunity that comes our way. Whether it be pursuing our passions, nurturing meaningful connections, or striving for personal growth, memento mori teaches us to embrace the present and make the most of our time here. The essence of memento mori is not limited to our personal aspirations. It also touches upon the profound impact we can have on the lives of others. By treating each encounter as if it were our last, we infuse our interactions with genuine warmth and empathy. We begin to appreciate the significance of our relationships and cherish the precious connections we forge along our journey. Memento mori encourages us to leave a lasting imprint on the lives of those around us, reminding us that our legacy is not measured by the length of our days, but by the magnitude of our influence. In a world that often prioritizes materialistic pursuits and temporal pleasures, memento mori serves as a beacon of wisdom and enlightenment. It redirects our focus to the profound beauty and transitory nature of life, urging us to make every second count. So, let us embrace this powerful philosophy and embark on a transformative journey of self-discovery, mindful choices, and compassionate living. Let us live each day with purpose, for in doing so, we can truly leave a legacy that transcends time itself. Let's embrace this powerful reminder and ask ourselves, if today were our last day, how would we choose to live it? Memento Mori urges us to seize each moment, pursue our passions, and cherish the relationships in our lives. By embracing the reality of our mortality, we empower ourselves to live with purpose, authenticity, and a sense of urgency.